Funding for the live broadcast of the Cathedral Sunday Mass is provided in part by Christus Spahn Health System. Christus Spahn Health System is making a multi-million dollar investment in the health of Coastal Bend families with a new shoreline tower featuring state-of-the-art life-saving medical technology for a growing community. More information is available at ourpathforward.org. Our thanks to Christus Spahn Health System for their support of the Cathedral Mass broadcasts. Additional funding is provided by the John G. and Marie Stella Kennedy Memorial Foundation, whose philanthropy serves the Catholic Church across the state.
Live from Corpus Christi, Texas, welcome to the Cathedral Sunday Mass, where the gospel is proclaimed and our spirit refreshed by the real presence of the living God. Join us as we celebrate the Holy Eucharist live from Corpus Christi Cathedral.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Peace be with you. Good morning to everyone. Today we celebrate the great feast of Jesus Christ, King of the universe. It is also the conclusion of our liturgical year in which we have celebrated the life of Jesus and listened to his word Sunday after Sunday. And now together let us acknowledge our sins and so prepare ourselves to celebrate these sacred mysteries. Lord Jesus, you are mighty God and Prince of Peace. Lord, have mercy. You are Son of God and Son of Mary. Christ, have mercy. And you are Word made flesh and splendor of the Father. Lord, have mercy. May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life. Let us pray. Almighty ever-living God, whose will it is to restore all things in your beloved Son, the King of the universe, grant, we pray, that the whole creation, set free from slavery, may render your majesty service and ceaselessly proclaim your praise. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever.
A reading from the book of the prophet Daniel. As the visions during the night continued, I saw one like a son of man coming on the clouds of heaven. When he reached the Ancient One and was presented before him, the one like a son of man received dominion, glory, and kingship. All peoples, nations, and languages serve him. His dominion is an everlasting dominion that shall not be taken away. His kingship shall not be destroyed. The word of the Lord.
Majesty enrobed, the Lord has robed himself with might. He has girded himself with power. The Lord is King, he is robed in majesty. The world you made firm not to be moved. Your throne has stood firm from of old. From all eternity, O Lord, you are. The Lord is King, he is robed in majesty. Truly your decrees to be trusted, holiness is fitting in your house, O Lord, until the end of time. The Lord is King, he is robed in majesty.
A reading from the book of Revelation. Jesus Christ is the faithful witness, the firstborn of the dead, and ruler of the kings of the earth. To him who loves us and has freed us from our sins by his blood, who has made us into a kingdom, priests for his God and Father. To him be glory and power forever and ever. Amen. Behold, he is coming amid the clouds, and every eye will see him, even those who pierced him. All the peoples of the earth will lament him. Yes, amen. I am the Alpha and the Omega, says the Lord, the one who is and who was and who is to come, the Almighty. The word of the Lord.
The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Pilate said to Jesus, "Are you the King of the Jews?" Jesus answered, "Do you say this on your own, or have others told you about me?" Pilate answered, "I am not a Jew, am I? Your own nation and the chief priest handed you over to me. What have you done?" Jesus answered, "My kingdom does not belong to this world. If my kingdom did belong to this world, my attendants would be fighting to keep me from being handed over to the Jews. But as it is, my kingdom is not here." So Pilate said to him, "Then you are a king." Jesus answered, "You say I am a king. For this I was born, and for this I came into the world, to testify to the truth. Everyone who belongs to the truth listens to my voice." The Gospel of the Lord.
Again, good morning to everyone, and also to those who are watching on television or listening on radio or streaming, and a special greeting to those who are in the prisons in Beeville. I look forward to being up there in a couple of weeks to visit with you and to spend some time with you. The Son of Man received dominion, glory, and kingship. All peoples, nations, and languages serve him. His dominion is an everlasting dominion that shall not be taken away. His kingship shall not be destroyed. This part of the prophet Daniel's reading that we have today introduces us to this beautiful feast of Jesus Christ, King of the universe. It has always, I think, in past times been seen as one of those feast days that we have to justify. Why do we celebrate Jesus Christ, King, when the word king, the reality of king, is so foreign to our political structures here? But I think it is more relevant today than ever. Because when we look at the opposite, the kings of this world, or as we would call him, the prince of darkness of our world, Satan, we can see what Satan is doing to the human person and to human society. Satan uses our weaknesses. He hits us where we are the weakest. He hits our pride. He hits our sense of dominance over other people. He hits our egos, our arrogance, and he uses that for especially one purpose. He uses that to divide people. Even the church in the 4th century, the 11th century, the 16th century, major divisions happened in the life of the body of Christ, which divided us. And even till today, we have that division among us. Even today, we in some ways ridicule one another who profess the same gospel, who share, many of us, in the same baptism, who are, as the Second Vatican Council proclaimed, one body, diverse and divided, but one body. And yet we continue to, in some ways, throw stones at each other. When Jesus speaks in the readings today, in the gospel today, he is bringing a new reality. He came not to divide. He came to unify. He came to bring us together with peace, with mercy, and all of that summed up in his one teaching, and that is love. That is why he gave us the one commandment, love one another. Love one another. Try to understand one another. Be patient with one another. Be kind with one another. Do not look at people's weaknesses, but at their strengths. Quoting the first letter of St. Paul to the Corinthians, chapter 13, those qualities of love. That's what Jesus brings. That's why he is King of this reality that we have here among us this morning. With his own humility in coming from God and humbling himself to be born a human being, which we will celebrate in a few weeks, he overcomes. He shows us a new way to move away from our pride and our prejudices. With his wisdom and his truth, he shames and overcomes human arrogance. and the lies that easily entice people, even using human logic. By the wood of the cross, dying for us on the cross, he defeated the prince of this world and forgave our sins. What is his truth? What is the truth that Jesus brings us as King of the universe? It is love, it's forgiveness, and mercy. He loved the Father's will, even to the point of going to the cross, and he loves each one of us, so much so that he came to redeem us. But that kingship was questioned by the powers of this world. At the point of him going to the cross, he was taken before Pilate. The second divine person was placed in front of a human being. Pilate, a worldly ruler from Rome. God stood before the human person to be tested. The kingdom of God stood before the worldly rule of Rome. And the power of God was in a face-off with the power of the human person. Are you a king? Do you have any power? Do you have anything to say to us human beings? And that's a question for us today, brothers and sisters. Does Jesus Christ have anything to say to me, to you today? Does he have anything that is relative to my life, the way I live today? Is what he would say to me today challenging, causing me to maybe change an attitude, a direction, a relationship? Because if there is a challenge, we should follow it. Otherwise, we deny the truth. He said, in the answer to the fact, are you a king? He said, my kingdom does not belong to this world. If my kingdom were of this world, if it were a worldly kingdom, my friends would be here fighting you. They would come and raid the palace and take me away and make me king. But my kingdom does not belong to this world. Then you are a king. Jesus said again to Pilate, you say I'm a king. But he justified himself, Jesus did, saying, for this I was born, and for this I came into the world, to testify to the truth. And everyone who belongs to the truth hears my voice. This is why we are here Sunday after Sunday, to listen, to hear the truth, and to celebrate the gift of that truth in the self-giving of Jesus Christ on the in the sacrifice of the Mass on the altar. My body is for you. What did we hear this past year? What are some of the things that should have resonated in our own hearts this past year as we celebrated the liturgical year of 2018? I looked over the gospel readings of the past year, and it's a good exercise to go back and to see, what did we hear this past year? And what entered into my life? What truth hit a chord with me? What are you looking for in the second Sunday? Come and you will see. What are you looking for? What am I looking for in life? Am I looking for the King of Kings? Am I looking for the truth? The truth that is only found in Jesus Christ? Am I searching for it? If I am, Jesus tells us, come to me and you will see. Several times in the Gospels this past year, we've heard Jesus say to others, your sins are forgiven. By your faith, your sins are forgiven. Not some magical formula in a confessional, but by your faith, believing the truth that Jesus Christ is Lord of my life and Lord of God's mercy. When the apostles were in the boat being tossed around in the Sea of Galilee and Jesus was awakened by them, he simply said to them, as he says to us, "Do you not have faith?" What turmoils have you and I faced this past year? Did we turn to him? Did we have the faith in the King of the universe, the King of truth, to say, "I place my situation in your hands, show me the way"? Or did I resort to other means? In another place, on the 16th Sunday of this past year, "Come away by yourselves to a deserted place and rest a while." Have we lived that truth of prayer and spent time away from the noise, the clamor, the confusion of this world, so that our minds do not get caught up in it, and rest, pray quietly with Jesus? Have we done that? On the 24th Sunday, we heard Peter say, "You are the Christ," with faith. Can we say that today on this feast of Christ the King? You are the Christ. And finally, another one on the 25th Sunday of this year, "If anyone wishes to be first, he shall be the last and the servant of all." This is the truth. This is what will set me free. This is what will set you free. This is what will bring peace. This is what will confound the lies of this world that confuse us and divide us. The powers of today want to fight, separate, accuse, lie, and exert power over people, even a child, even in a family. That is not the truth. A few weeks ago, I was given the opportunity to experience something very unique. I was invited to a meeting in Sweden with ecumenical bishops from around the world. There were Lutherans, Methodists, Orthodox, Catholics, 12 different denominations of the body of Christ. We have differences. We have theological differences, we have liturgical differences, and we respected those in each other. There were 40 of us, 40 bishops, even one woman bishop. We respected one another, but we were not there to discuss theology. We were not there to discuss politics. We were there to spend 5 days together loving one another with themes on the Holy Spirit, listening to each other speak of the Holy Spirit from their tradition, listen to each other in their liturgies while respecting our rules on communion as well, and the pain of not being able to be in communion with each other. But it was a powerful experience where this world says, "You're divided, stay divided, keep focusing on the differences," where the King of the universe, Jesus, says, "Love one another, hear one another." And as many said at the end of our meeting, perhaps this call of the Spirit for us to spend more time together as a divided church to heal wounds is what can heal this world, where politics sometimes gets deeper and deeper into the wound of division and makes things worse and worse and worse, where the anger of people continues to mount, where so many things happen because there is misunderstanding or lies or differences, whatever it is that divides us. The prince of this world will use it to continue dividing us. On this feast of Christ the King, Jesus is saying to each one of us, no, 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 no. Forgive one another. Forgive even your enemy. Love one another. Work together. The first will be the last, and the last will be the first. It is to the gospel, the words of truth, which Jesus said he came to bring, that we must focus our attention as we move forward as Christians. The world, I believe, in many ways is in our hands. In our hands. Because we have the King of truth who wants unity. Father, may they all be one as you and I are one. The Prince of Darkness says, let's divide them, keep them apart, build up their egos, hit their anger, and keep the world in confusion. Sisters and brothers, on this feast of Christ the King, I exhort all of us to begin a new life, looking to the King of truth. What can he bring us? What can he bring you in your life? What has he already said to you that you have maybe ignored, pushed aside, that could make a difference in your life, in my life, in the life of the church, and in the life of so many innocent people that are hurt by our pride, arrogance, and need to control? Jesus Christ is the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. Let us give him that place in our lives. Let us now profess our faith together. I believe in one Lord, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all things visible and invisible. I believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, born of the Father before all ages, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, consubstantial with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us men and for our salvation, he came down from heaven. And by the Holy Spirit was incarnate of the Virgin Mary and became man. For our sake he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried, and rose again on the third day in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is adored and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. I believe in one holy, Catholic, and apostolic church. I confess one baptism for the forgiveness of sins, and I look forward to the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. On this feast of Christ the King, let us bring to mind those needs and the needs of the human family and of the church, and especially to pray for the unity of the church.
For Pope Francis and all church leaders, that in testifying to the truth, they may inspire the faithful and draw others to God. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For those who are persecuted or who will live in fear because of their faith, that they may find refuge in God while awaiting justice and peace. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For those who were not able to share in the blessings of abundant food, family, and friends this Thanksgiving, those who are hungry, homeless, or alone, that God may comfort them. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
that we may be a sign of God's loving care to all those in need, especially during the coming winter months when many people will find it difficult to stay warm. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
That the Lord give members of our military courage and strength against all enemies, both spiritual and physical, and hasten their safe journey back to their homes and families. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
And for the intentions of this Mass, for the eternal repose of the souls of Robert E. and Hannah G. Hagelin, and Robert E. Hagelin, Jr., Mary Alice Murr, Yolanda Perez, Sam Morales, deceased members of Knights of Columbus and their families, and Katie Marsh. And for all the prayers that we hold in the silence of our hearts, and for all our intentions, spoken and unspoken. Let us pray to the Lord.
Almighty God, you are the ruler of this world, and your Son has brought us your justice, your mercy, and your love. Give us a place in your heavenly kingdom, we pray, where you reign with your Son, Jesus Christ, who is Lord and King forever and ever. Pray, brothers and sisters, that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father.
May the Lord accept the sacrifice.
As we offer you, O Lord, the sacrifice by which the human race is reconciled to you, we humbly pray that your Son himself may bestow on all nations the gifts of unity and peace. Through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right and just.
It is truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, always and everywhere to give you thanks, Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Eternal God. For you anointed your only begotten Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, with the oil of gladness, as eternal priest and King of all creation, so that by offering himself on the altar of the cross as a spotless sacrifice to bring us peace, he might accomplish the mysteries of human redemption, and making all created things subject to his rule, he might present to the immensity of your majesty an eternal and universal kingdom, a kingdom of truth and life, a kingdom of holiness and grace, a kingdom of justice, love, and peace. And so with the angels and archangels, with thrones and dominions, and with all the hosts and powers of heaven, we sing the hymn of your glory, as without end we acclaim. You are indeed holy, O Lord, the fount of all holiness. Make holy, therefore, these gifts, we pray, by sending down your Spirit upon them like the dewfall, so that they may become for us the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. At the time he was betrayed and entered willingly into his passion, he took bread and, giving thanks, broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice, and once more giving thanks, he gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it, for this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me. The mystery of faith. Therefore, as we celebrate the memorial of his death and resurrection, we offer you, Lord, the bread of life and the chalice of salvation, giving thanks that you have held us worthy to be in your presence and minister to you. Humbly, we pray that partaking of the body and blood of Christ, we may be gathered into one by the Holy Spirit. Remember, Lord, your church spread throughout the world and bring her to the fullness of charity, together with Francis, our Pope, me, your unworthy servant, and all the clergy. Remember also our brothers and sisters who have fallen asleep in the hope of the resurrection, and all who have died in your mercy. Welcome them into the light of your face. Have mercy on us all, we pray, that with the Blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, with Blessed Joseph, her spouse, the Blessed Apostles, Saint Paul the Sixth, and all the saints who have pleased you throughout the ages, we may merit to be co-heirs to eternal life and may praise and glorify you through your Son, Jesus Christ. Through him and with him and in him, O God, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever. At the Savior's command, informed by divine teaching, we dare to say, Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ.
For the kingdom of God.
Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, "Peace I leave you, my peace I give you," look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever.
Amen.
The peace of the Lord be with you always.
Thank you. Hello, I'm Father Han Fang, Rector of Corpus Christi Cathedral. On behalf of Bishop Mulvey and all of us here at the Cathedral, I would like to thank you for joining us this morning for this live broadcast of the Sunday Liturgy. May you and all who are dear to you always be blessed in the gift of God's love, peace, and joy, and know that all of you remain in our prayers. And may Almighty God bless you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
The weekly broadcast of the Cathedral Sunday Mass is made possible in part by Christus Spahn Health System, making a multi-million dollar investment in a new state-of-the-art shoreline tower. For more information on the region's most advanced medical center with skilled physicians and highly specialized services like trauma, heart, surgery, and urology all under one roof, log on to ourpathforward.org. Our thanks to Christus Spahn Health System for their continuing support of the Cathedral Sunday Mass. If you have been blessed by this broadcast and would like to support the Cathedral TV Mass Ministry, consider sending a tax-deductible contribution to the address on your screen. The Cathedral Sunday Mass is a ministry of the Corpus Christi Cathedral and CCN, the Catholic Communications Network.